Okay. We're finishing up with Rav Kahana. Tosha said that Rav Kahana took a sugar to Pidyon HaBen. Tosha said because he was an Eishes Kai, his wife was a Kohen, was a Baal Kohenes. And Bishvil Ishtai Hayolai Keach, he took for his wife. Some Sefer asks, how could Rav Kahana take for his wife? He's mafsid the Shevet HaKohuna. We know the money of Pidyon HaBen belongs to the Shevet HaKohuna, belongs to the Kayanim. A man has a right to choose, the Israel has a right to choose which Kayan he gives it to. But Be'etzem, the money belongs to Shevet HaKohuna. So how could a man take Bishvil Ishtai, the money is going out of Shevet HaKohuna? It's a Geneva de Kashayel, it's a Mominus de Kashayel. This is the Chassam Sefer's Tzibayz at Tzarechian. He says he doesn't understand. For his wife. For whatever a wife gets goes to the husband. Still. This should be totally, just the Chassam Sefer B'Chayyim Shorat this cash. L'chayra, this should be totally in the clear, if when a person takes, when a woman earns money and it goes to the husband, we had a clear, how does that work in Lomdis? Is Pshat that the woman is kainit and then it goes to the husband? Or is it Pshat that it belongs directly to the husband? The Sfara would seem to dictate that the woman works, the money is paid to her, and from her it goes to the husband. That's why I would understand Pashtus, the din of Maaseh Del Shalisha Labayla. The woman earns the money goes to her, and then as soon as she owns it, it goes to the husband. Which means the money did come to a Kohenes first. That's why I would learn Pashut. See, Chassam Sefer didn't understand that way. Somehow Chassam Sefer understood that the money goes straight to the husband. I'm not sure why. Maybe we'll see in a minute why. But it seems that Chassam Sefer understood that the money goes straight to the husband. Right. We discussed that at length by Nara. When the Nara is Shvach Nura Lavia, does it go straight to the father? Does it go right? Maybe if Saif understood that it goes straight to the husband, so maybe he had a good kasha. If you want to say it's Eretz, maybe you could say no. If you're going the other way, at least it's for Torah. That's a possibility. Okay, L'chayr, that's a way out. But hold on a minute, let's learn the next line of Gemara and we'll see if it has some shaykhs. The last part piece of this Gemara says, Amar Avashi. Lo'y Amran el Chagayim Rav Kahana, the Gavar Rabahu. This Gemara is talking dafka about someone like Rav Kahana, who's a Gavar Rabba, and he needs Sudra Areshe. I don't know exactly what the physical Metzius was. It seems the Chashev of people went with some type of a headpiece. I don't think it means a yarmulke. It sounds like a Sudra is more like a turban or something like that. Areshe. Avakulayam aloi. So what does that mean? That means that if somebody's going to come to a Pidyon HaBen, he'll say, you're giving me something, Lididi Shavali. Nothing doing. You can't say Lididi Shavali just arbitrarily. It's got to be that there's some outside factor that tells us that it's MS Lididi Shavali. You can't just say Lididi Shavali. There's got to be some evidence, some reason that for Lididi Shavali. So for Rav Kahana, it was worth 5 shkolim. So what does that mean? How much did it sell for in the street? No, did anybody say? Less, but it doesn't say exactly how much. Let's say it sold for 4 shkolim in the street. And 5 shkolim for a Gavar Rabba. So since he's a Gavar Rabba, so therefore it works. Now, 1 minute. Isn't he taking for his wife? His wife doesn't need a sudr any more than anybody else. Huh? Does his wife need the sudr? He needs a soder. So the word is his wife is taking it for him. Now she needs it to dress him. She's maestro, he has the right clothing. So she needs it for him. So say maybe for the wife of a Gavra Rav, it's also automatically that way. It could be. But somehow from the Lashon Gemara, it sounds like Rav Kahana is directly getting the money. Gemara's Lashon sounds like Rav Kahana is directly getting the Suder. Depends what's worth to Rav Kahana. So unless you want to learn, you could learn that, no, his wife and him, it's all one, and it's all the same. Or you could learn, no, Rav Kahana is getting it directly. The way that Chassam Sofer seems to have learned was that he's getting it directly. So the reason Chassam Sofer learned that way is because it's Taka Mashpah that way from Lashon HaGemara. That Rav Kahana the Gavra Rabba, he's the one that's getting it. So it seems from the Lashon HaGemara and from the understanding of Chassam Sofer that it's not pshat that the woman gets the money. The pshat is a man married to a kehenes is entitled to certain matanis. B'shvil ishtai, of course. But it comes into him. It comes directly to him. So it's totally what it's worth to him. Now, Akapon, this is pshat in the Gemara. Ki hodim av Rav Ashi, zav sutra me'imid rabba, mekuvi, shavi asara b'tlaiser. Oh, here the Gemara says the amount. Something that was worth 10, he paid 12 for. And it's nothing wrong with that because to Gavra Rabba, it's worth money. All right. I just want to point out to you the chiddush of this Gemara, and then I'll get to what the halachas are. What would be a good example of today of something that's worth more to a Gavra Rabba? It's a little hard to get an exact, huh? Safer. What? Point I want to make, I don't know if it'll come out. We need something that the person needs very badly. This person must have it. So, a hat. Or a gartel. Or a talus, I don't know. What? A what? A stellar. I'll buy it. You have to have a good example of something that somebody must have. Umbrella Shaila comes up. 1 second. It's all connected. All right, let's stick with Sudra because I can't come up with another good example. Let's say you have a Sudra. And you have someone selling a Sudra. And the price in every store in town for this head covering is Shavu Yasara. It's worth $10. It's $10 everywhere. Every store all over town is $10 for a Sudra. Now, Rav Kahana comes along. He must have a Sudra. He can't go to shul without a Sudra. So he typically would pay $12. Does that mean it's worth $12? Or does it just mean, no, it's worth $10? Everyone sells it for $10. Just he's desperate, so he's going to overpay. What's pshat by Rav Kahana? It's worth the higher price? Or the guy's desperate, he'll pay. Say somebody is going for a job interview. And on the train on the way, he gets a stain on his tie. So he's going to a job, he's not going to go in a stained tie. So he has another fellow sitting next to him in the train. He says, do me a favor, I'm going for an interview, sell me your tie. So he says, you need it real badly? He says, yeah, real badly. He says, okay, give me $100 for the tie. And it's a $20 tie, but for $100, I'd be willing to part with it. So, what's the vart now? Now this guy's going to buy a tie, right? He's going for a job interview. It's worth $100 to him? Or it's worth $20, he's stuck, so he's going to pay $100 for it. Huh? You say it's worth $100? Huh? Rav Kahana with the Sudar, if you find someone else, it's the same matter. So if I sell him the tie, it's worth $100. So I'm not cheating him. You see, Bikash and Isha, there's no market value. It's very hard to say. I'm doing something that there's a clear market value. If you go to all the stores, it costs a certain price. And this person is charging more. Well, there's a certain Shar HaShuk.
There's
a certain Shar HaShuk, I don't know. So it's worth 100. So can you say if the value of your one person willing, or one person under certain circumstances willing to pay for it, that's its value? It's not worth 100 for everyone on the train, because the other people don't need it desperately. No, many people wouldn't buy it. If you want a train, you see a nice tie, you'll pay 20 for it. So anybody under those circumstances would pay. So you won't pay 100 for it. No, but this person won't buy it for 100. Only the person who's desperate will buy it for $100. But could you say the tie is worth $100? Is that the pshat? It's worth $100. It's a chiddush. It's worth the situation makes it worth $100. It's okay. That means the tie is only worth 20. So then he's a ganav when he charges to charge somebody four times the price is ganeva. That's I know. I know. Yosef Mishtos is ganeva. You're alarmed. He's selling them for 100. That's the question. Is that I know? Yeah, because to him it's worth 20. To him it maybe it's worth 100. He's going to rent him a $20 tie for $80, and he's selling him for 20 also. Yes.
It's the same thing with like a souvenir. You go to a place over here, it's going to cost you 99 cents. But if you go in to wherever.
Tourist traps. Yeah, tourist traps, is that I know? You go into a tourist trap, is that I know? Mm-hmm. Maybe it's the same shiloh. This is not, this is a shiloh halacha, what? I think so. Unless it's a different case, you'll feel differently. Let's say somebody needs medicine. Someone's child has fever and they need medicine. All the drugstores are closed, middle of the night. So he comes, he knocks on my door, he wants Tylenol. A bottle of Tylenol costs what? Depends how big it is, right? Let's say I have a $5 thing of Tylenol. So you know, I have $5 thing, I'll sell it to you for $100. It's worth $100 to you now, your child is sick. That's not I know. It's worth $100 to you. You have a sick child, somehow it sounds different, the whole case, no? This is a real. It's not. This is really a shailah. Dinei Einoah. What is the halacha when you know someone is desperate for something? What are the dinim of Dinei Einoah? Now, the Ritva in our sugya says the following. He makes a chiluk between two cases, and listen carefully because you have to understand the difference. He says when this is a gavra type of person. To whom this object is worth more, then it's taka considered to be worth a higher amount. It's taka the value. To this person, any gavra rabba would pay $12 for a sugar. That doesn't mean he'll go into a store that sells it for 10 and pay 12, but it means he's muchan to pay the higher price for a sugar. So it's really considered to be worth that amount to him. That's the truth. It's worth that amount to him. And if somebody charges him the higher amount, then it's not Einoah. It's not Einoah because it's really worth the higher amount. Mashain Kenny says, if you have a regular person, and he's under certain circumstances which make him need something very badly, so it's not in the Gavra, it's not the person who's different. It's the circumstances, it's what's taking place that's different. Like he gives the example of medicine for a sick person. He says, there, you can't say that the market value is more. The market value is the market value. He is in such a circumstance where right now, for him, he's desperate for it. So he's willing to pay in order to get it. Zakta Ritva, that would be a case of Aynah, because there the value of it didn't change. It's just particular circumstances. And given these circumstances, if you charge a higher price, that's Aynah. If you'll have a person with who needs medicine for a sick child, you try a higher price afterwards. He can say, I don't want to pay you the high, I'm not going to pay it. I promised you $100, I'm only going to pay you the $5 that it's worth. He'd say, no, I don't have to pay. So we can even get the money back. Whatever he took. So he makes this chiluk. Now we have to try to understand the svar and the chiluk. What would be in the interview case? The sum would be the same. It's the circumstances. Under these circumstances, it's not pshat worth more. Pshat is you're willing to pay more.
No.
The worth or not the worth? What? So what's the hesba? Why is Gavra? He's saying Gavra Rabba is different. When it's the person, so he would always pay a higher amount for it. He wouldn't pay it if someone's offering it for 10, he's not going to pay 12. So what's the hesba in the Ritva? You're saying Gavra Rabba is always under those circumstances. Unless he has plenty of them. If he has five of them in his hand, he's not going to pay more. So what's the hesba? The way I understand the Ritva, Pshat is as follows. When you, let's say you're a manufacturer, you manufacture something. How do you decide how much to charge for it? Let's say you come up with some new discovery. You invent some new kind of potato chip, and you're going to market it. How do you decide the price? Now, people think that you decide how much it costs you to manufacture, and you add on a fair price, and you charge a fair price. That's not the way it works. Nobody's interested in fair prices. You charge whatever the market will pay for it, right? Whatever the market will pay. It doesn't matter if it costs you a small amount to manufacture or more, right? You could have two different ties. One could cost twice as much as the other. They cost the same to make. Just one is nicer, and the person feels they'll get more money for it. And one not. Watches. I have somebody in the watch business. He says a watch, the inside of the watch costs 8 cents. Every quartz watch costs 8 cents, including shipping from the Far East. It's 8 cents, and then they put on the outside something, and they charge based on what it looks like. So, they charge based on what it costs them? No. You charge based on the market. Whatever the market will bear, that's what you charge. Let's say you would have a place where everyone's a Gavra Rabba, so you charge $12 for a Sudder. Why do the stores charge $10 for a Sudder? Because Lamaisa, they want to sell to everybody. They can't afford to sell only to Gavra Rabbas, then they're not going to have enough business. So we're going to hang up a sign, Gavra Rabba $12, everybody else $10. It's not going to work. You can't sell things that way. So the market is such that they have to charge 10 because people are not a Gavra Rabba. But the pshat is, if everyone will be a Gavra Rabba, so then the price will be $12. It's not worth $12. I think that's what the Ritva means. So if it's in the person, so pshat is that for these people, if this was the market, they would always charge $12 for it. They would always charge $12 for it if this was the market. If you're going to have a situation which is unique, a person's desperate for a bottle of medicine, or a person's desperate for a tie, so you're going to say that's the real market price? That doesn't make sense. Market price is in the market. What's the market price? So you can't. So that would be an interesting shiloh. If you would have. Well, perhaps. If the demand suddenly goes up, so maybe. If the demand goes up, suddenly there's something happens and they're charging more. All right. So in America, they call it price gouging. But maybe that's like, I don't know, you have to clarify. But first the Ritva has two cases. What's the Ritva's two cases? He has one case where the Gavra is different, and he says there it's the real price, and he has another place where circumstances are different. If circumstances are different, then that's not the real price, and that's Aynah. That's the psak of the Ritva. And to me, it's a davar hamistavar, I can understand. So that if under circumstances someone charges you more, they'd say, no, you don't have to pay. This is the maskonas of it.
I mean,
That's what Ritva says. If the whole city, everyone is not a Gavra Rav, and one person comes and you charge him more, it's not Aino. That's what he's saying. He, but for him, it's always his price. He's, for him, that's something he would always pay.
That's only, he'll only pay that if that's what the price is. Not paying that if that's not what the price is.
Well, no one looks to jack up prices. So they, see, that's the problem. He's not going to pay 12. If everyone pays 10, he's not going to pay 12.
But
you see, you could argue that way. You could argue that market value depends on Lamaisa. What's the market value? What you see, what the Ritva is saying is, the way I understand, is that a market for Gavra Rabba would normally charge a higher price. It's not a ransom. It's not going to ransom it. You know, you're stuck at the last minute. You need it. No, it means that would be a fair price. It's no two separate things. If you're going to say that, all right. Let's go. For that's the Ritva. The Ktsais in Siman Reish Chav Zayin Sifkat Nalef. He argues, and he says Mamish Fakert. The Ktsais takes the Ritva, he brings Rayas, which I'll get to, but his Psak is exactly the opposite, turned around exactly the other way. But the Ktsais says that if you have a market value of a certain price, and for a Gavra Rabba it's worth more, it doesn't matter. It's like you say, only one market value, and it's like not to charge him more. Charge him more, that's how you know. However, he says, if you have a person who is in dire straits, he says the following. He says, if the person makes up seriously to pay a higher price, he has to pay it. It's not how you know. He could tie in a mishate ha'yisibach. He could tie in that. I was never serious about it. He asked me $100 or $20 tie. He could tie in a mishate. But if he agrees that he was serious when he set the price, then he has to pay. And the price is a binding price. Now, I'll tell you his rayas in a minute. Just in Svara, do you understand the ktsais? Two halves. Okay, the first half he's saying is that the Gavra Rabba doesn't have a separate market price. Are you masking to that? I know you're masking, right? Huh? The first half seems to make sense. See, the Gavra Rabba agrees to pay. And later on he says, it's like, no, you're overcharging me, it's not the market price. Yes, of course, if he pays, there's nothing to talk about.
If he pays, yes.
Now he time is that it's like, no. So the Ktsais learns that it's like, no. You know what's the problem? How is the Ktsais going to learn our Gemara? What are you going to do with this Gemara? Isn't this Gemara claw like the Ritva? The Gemara says, for Rav Kahana, it's worth 5 slime. To everyone else, it's 4 slime. To him, it's 5. Does not Gemara say that there's a separate market price for Gavra Rabbas? For people who are Gavra Rabba, doesn't the Gemara say that there's a separate real market price? What does the Gemara mean? The Gemara says that Pinyan HaBen has to be 5 slime. You can't do Pinyan HaBen with less than 5 slime. So what's... how do you understand? Well, you like the size. But how does it stand with this Gemara? If it's right from the Gemara, seems to go dry.
He's honest to him that it's worth more.
So is that called the market price? Kapi Shema Yagalia? Is that the price?
He was in a circumstance.
No, Gemara says, could go in Rav Kahana, the Gavra Rabba, anybody else in the same circumstance would be different. Gemara says, Lo Yomara Ne'elo, could go in Rav Kahana. The Gavra Rabba, who anybody else in that circumstance would be different. Rav Kahana, Kagan Rav Kahana, Gavra Rabba, who, since he's a Gavra Rabba, if him it's worth more.
Does the
I don't know how to k'tzais. In Svara, I can understand the k'tzais, but the problem for the Gemara.
Because the Gemara says today, when we kind of read the price, we said we can't read the price. I said no, but over here, I kind of said I'm willing to let it be worth.
So is pshat, that's the question we started with. Is pshat that it's really worth that amount to Rav Kahana? That's the real value? Or is it just Rav Kahana is stuck, so you know I can pay a ransom, so he's got to pay.
But yeah,
from our Gemara, you have to say which way. But it has to be that's the real value. It doesn't stem with the Gemara. Because the Gemara is saying that you yaitz opinion aben. Because, but then what's after Rav Kahana? Anybody who needs it, so you don't say Kagoy Rav Kahana the Gavur Avahu. Anybody who needs it will be the same thing.
You would think that it would not be able to do
it. Well, if he comes in and he says, "Look, I need it and I'm willing," so he's willing. He take his word for it.
Really,
well, if he's willing to pay for it, why shouldn't I say it's real?
He's not paying.
He's getting for free. So it'll be chayshish that maybe he really it's worth four to him, but I'll take four. Okay. Could be. What?
So he's paying off a choy, so for his own choy, he's allowed to say, for me it's worth five and take it.
But if he's not a guy of a rabbi, he can't say it. The Gemara says, Dafka, go going Rav
Kahana. He has to receive some of him as worth five.
That means you're saying for him it's objectively worth five. It's really worth five. That's not like the Ksais. The Ksais says that it's like, no. I know
so
it means it's
not. For it, since to him it's worth five, he's not paying five stars for it.
But it's really worth five? If it's really worth five, why can't I charge him five? So why, when he comes to my store, can't I charge him five? Maybe the dimmi toinah is lav dafka. Him it's worth five, but the toinah doesn't depend on him. Maybe. Ari?
Since he's a gavarabo, we know that when he makes up five, he's not kidding around. He's a gavarabo. He's a serious person.
But the Gemara doesn't say that. You're saying a different pshat. The Gemara says, according to you, it should say, and he's telling the truth.
Okay, since he needs it, if he says five, he means five. Since he's a Gavarabah and he needs it, so
when he says five, it means five.
According to the sense of Hatch Gemara, since he always needs it.
But that's the real, you still have to say it's the real value, because then you have to be Yaitza Kapishmaya Galia. You still have to say it's the real value, or else Kapishmaya, how will you Yaitza Pinyin Aben? Because Pinyin Aben, God has to be happy with it. So if you gave someone four slot, if you were giving $4, and they'll say $4 worth five to me, that's ridiculous, right? You can't do that. So you give them a slot that's worth four. If you say its value is now five, then it makes sense. But if you say its value is now five, it's a little hard.
The
question is how the Ketzais fits in the Gemara.
That's
some Ketzais I could understand. The Ketzais tells us there's really only one market value for anything. And in this city, this is sold for four. Four is its value. The Gavarabba needs it. It doesn't matter. Four is its value. Right? That's what the Ketzais is saying. So that I wouldn't have a problem with that. It's just with the Gemara, it doesn't seem to fit well with the Gemara.
Why not
just bring a raya from our Gemara?
Why not just say, very well, say that you could have said that the Gavarabba you can't charge more. Kahana in this case was a Gavarabba. How did he say it's worth to me 5 slugs? Technically, he was desperate for it. Therefore, you would think a Gavarabba you wouldn't be able to charge more, even if he's desperate for it. Because if he's desperate for it, they're allowed to charge more.
So you're saying on the circumstances, you understand, because the Gavarabba.
Gulasha
Gemara, though, is going to the Gavarabba. It doesn't think Rav Kahana was desperate.
Because the Gavarabba. You think you can't take advantage of that?
Everything could be, because I don't have a pshat how the Ketzais will answer our Gemara. But Lamaisa, so we have one Machlaikis Ketzais. So we have two different cases, right? So the Gavra case, Ritva holds it's not Aina. Ketzais holds it is Aina. The Gemara seems to be mashing like the Ritva. And the Svara, I think, seems to be a little more like the Ketzais, which is very often the case. That this in Svara, the Ketzais is very stark, but we have to be able to answer the Gemara, which the Ketzais doesn't do. What? Oh, wait, before I get to the second case, I want to sort of split it. First, here's this case of Gavra. What's the Ketzais' Raya? So Ketzais brings from a Shulchan Aruch, a Sif and Shulchan Aruch, and listen to the case, and you'll tell me, the Ketzais says, a person had a pearl. I guess it was an earring or something. He needed a matching pearl to make a set. So he had a pearl, he was going from place to place to find a matching one that was exactly the same. And he found one. A person knew he needs dafka this one because it's going to match the one he has. So the person overcharged him for it. He charged him a higher price. He said, look, you're desperate for it. So he overcharged. So it says that if you overcharge for something like that, that is Aina. That is an Isaina in such a case, we overcharge for a matching pearl. That he brings from a Machaber in Shulchan Aruch. So he says from here to Raya against the Ritva. The Ritva says that if you have a Gavra for whom this is very important, that it's not Aina. Here also you have a Gavra for whom this pearl is very important. This pearl is very important for him. And you see that there's an Isaina. That's his Raya. What? What the sides. Alright, so clearly the problem with the Ktsais is this pearl case a Gavra case, or is it a circumstances case? It's Taka true, he's not desperate for it for the minute. He doesn't need it because this minute, he needs it the whole week. The Ktsais Nemzan, it's a Gavra case, and therefore he has a kasha. In the Tabas HaChayshin, I saw he tainis that it's not a Gavra case. And in the Tshuvas Beis Yitzchak as well, Beis Yitzchak had an interesting shailas. In the Tshuvas Beis Yitzchak, Arachayim Kufches, somebody went to buy an esrig. You know how esrigan is. They don't look at the esrig, they look at the face of the buyer. So somebody charged him a lot of money for an esrig. So afterwards he came, he said, it's Aino, you charge me a very high price for an esrig, it's Aino. So the person tied it from the Ritva, he said, look, you're a Gavra Rabba, I like to have nice esrigan. For you, it's worth the higher price, it's not Aino. In case. I don't know exactly how you determine the price of an esrig, it's very hard to say for certain. But this was Mamish Din Taira over the price of an esrig, and he tainted, you're a Gavra Rabba, I saw your chash of a person, I charge you more for you, it's worth more to have a nice esrig. So the Beis Yitzchak Paskin, like the Ritva, that it's not Aino, because he's a Taka Gavra Rabba who wants to have a chash of an esrig. So it's not Aino, like the Ritva says. The Ktsais is Kasha from the pearl case. Says that's not a case of Gavra. Pearl case is a case of circumstances. And in England, he passed like the Ritva, not like the Ktsais. And it's answered, like I said, it's answered the case in the Magalias. So this is one Nidain. The second Nidain, the second half of the Ritva, Ritva said circumstances are which way? What did Ritva say? If you charge more because of circumstances, he said, that is a problem of Aina. The Ktsais argues, he says it's not. He brings a raya from also a case in Shulchan Aruch. A man was running away from jail. He was bereach mibeis asurim, assuming it wasn't from a Jewish jail. He was running away in a case where he was allowed to be running away from jail. He came to a river and there was a boat there and he asked the owner of the boat to give him a ride across the river. The person wasn't interested in giving him a ride. He said, I'll give you $100 to give me a lift across the river. So $100, willing to give him a ride. So he gave him a ride across the river. The shaila is, does he have to pay the $100? So in Shulchan Aruch it says that if he paid and he's teveya inoah, it's not a time. If he paid, and now he says it's Aino, a ferry ride should cost $5, he charged me $100. Mishkantayna. If he didn't pay yet, and he says, Meshata Hayisi Bach, I was just kidding, so then that's a taina. If there was no kinyan to be Mechayiv him, he just said, I'll give you $100. He said, I was exaggerating, I'll give you a nice price, and I'll give you $100. But if there's no taina Meshata, which is sort of a separate taina, if it's just Asadini Mamani Shabbai, if he's serious about it, so he has to pay the full price. It's not Aino. Zaktik Tzais, we see that if you pay higher price because of circumstances, it's binding. Chayr, it's a good raya. This raya, I don't have a teretz to. This sounds like a good raya. No, you have a tichas.
In practicality, you have to open an outlaw, which was worth more than a regular trip.
What do you mean?
If you're aiding an outlaw get across the border.
And if I'm helping a sick person get medicine? He's charging him more for catching him on a boat. It could be he was kidnapped by hoodlums. It'll be the same thing. It's Lav Dafka. It's not because of taking a risk. That's not why he's charging more. He's charging more because he's desperate. What? Can't count what? He's not freeing him. He's just giving a ride across the river. But a ride across the river, look, if I don't want you to starve, it's worth a lot of money. But I can't charge you $100 for a loaf of bread because now you're not going to starve. So, again, has a good raya. His raya is that it's not Aynah. Again, in Svara, oh, hard to understand. What? The case of Maver. What? I mean, you can't bring a raya against the Ritva. Well, the Ksais is trying to say that we don't pass like the Ritva. He's bringing a raya, we don't pass. The Ksais is an Achron, he can't argue with the Ritva. So he brings a Shulchan Aruch as a raya to himself. Huh? In Svara, you mean? Truth is, the Sugya part of Mahabra is a Gemara. It's a Gemara in Yevamis, I think, in the Kufs. But bring a raya, he's bringing a raya the way we pass. Could fall back there. You can't tie a mishata once you pay. The fact that you pay is a value you aren't mishata.
Well, but the guy's going to tell him he doesn't pay.
The guy's not going to give him a lift if he doesn't pay.
Oh, this is before. He's paying before he
pays. He's paying. It doesn't really matter when he pays. He pays before or after. If he made any kenyan to pay the 100, then he has to pay it. That's a ktsaisa's right. There's a separate halacha that you can tie a mishata yisibach.
Once he gave him
the
trip, the guy doesn't pay. He's just
going to kill him. We'll kill him back. Who says he's stronger than him? I mean, let's that's the paying the value of a ferry ride across the river. Whatever it's worth. Oh, yeah, it has a certain value. No, he pays $100 for a ferry ride. No, it doesn't mean your ferry. It means the market value for a ferry ride. How much is a ferry ride? $100. So what comes out? By the way, this is a ktsais. The whole ktsais with the ritva is maybe 10 lines. It's Reish Chav Zayin Av. Ktsais does not go into the svaris. Just brings the ritva. Brings one raya against the first psak of the ritva. And the raya against the second psak. And he's arguing with the ritva. And it would seem that it would be kedai to know how to paskin. I only am aware of this one shuv in the Beis Yitzchak. Who paskins in the first case like the ritva. That there's no way know by a gavra rabba. Which seems to be mukhach from the Gemara. The second case, not sure. In America, it's against the law. It's against the law to charge more because someone needs something very much. It's illegal. Even if everyone needs it very much. If the World Trade Center collapsed and everyone needs water and you have water to sell and you double the price because everyone needs water, so that's against the law. Even though in DNA, no, it's not so pashit. Halacha, I mean, the demand is greater. At least the tzais holds, that's not an isari though. But mahalach lamaisa, we have a machalik suritva and the tzais. That's basically what comes out. Okay, the Ran. This last thing in the sugya is the Ran. The Ran here says a pretty big aside, it would be di shavali. It's on page Hay. In the Dafei Haran, and it's one of those Rans as the Dafei Dalin in Dafei Haran. I'm sorry. It's one of those Rans that's sort of a famous Ran because of the aside that he says. The fourth line, Mishum Hachi Ani Mistapek. based on Agamara. Agamara said that Rav Kahana could say Ladidi Shavali, and it's considered to be worth more. And he mistapek the mekadesh b'davar she'enai shava pruta. I matzia amra ledidi shava. The kivan de'efsher, the kivan de loyshava midi, lav kol heimen or lasis lav teres kesef. Maybe, what's the suffix? By ledidi shavali, could a person say ledidi shavali on something less than a pruta to make it into a pruta? To say ledidi shavali for someone that's worth 4 slaim and make it into 5 slaim, so that our Gemara says a chiddush that you could do. If it's such a person, but to go from under pruta to over pruta, that ani mistapik. The davar she'ena shava pruta, imatzi amad didi shavali de efsher. The kivin de shava midi laf kol amen lasav tares kesef. V'achashani, our Gemara is different. The kivin de vadi m'maynahu. It's zechem mamin. Kiyamad didi shavali mahani. This 2 lines of the Ran. I'll use Lomdisha terms for it, the way the Stipler explains it. There are 2 dinim in the Stipler's and Simon Beis. He explains there are 2 dinim in Pachas Meshava Pruta being no good. Why can't you be Kash Yishu Pachas Meshava Pruta? You can't do a Kenyan with Pachas Meshava Pruta. One is, it's not Mammon. Let's Meshava Pruta, it's not money. That's one reason. The other reason is because it's not the right shear. It's not the right amount of money. Just like if you have an esrig, it has to be 4 tefachim. If it's missing in the shear, it's an esrig, but it's not 4 tefachim. I mean, not an esrig, a lulav. A lulav has to be 4 tefachim. If it's not 4 tefachim, it's a lulav. It's just not 4 tefachim. So it's the same thing with money. If it's less than a pruta, you could say, even if it is money, but it's not the shear. It's not the right shear of money. So there are 2 chesronos b'pachas meshava pruta. 1 chesron could be that's not mammon. Let's say meshava pruta is not money. Or you could say it is money, it's just not the shear. He says, if you learn pachas meshava pruta is just not the shear, it's not the right amount of money, then ledidi shavali works. Just like pidyon haben is chamesh shloim, you need 4 slum is not the right amount of money. If you have a person who's a gavaraba, you can say ledidi shavali, then it becomes worth a bigger amount. So if pachas meshava pruta is not a sheer mammon, it's missing the right amount, so ledidi shavali works to make it the right amount. But if you're going to learn that pachas meshava pruta is bechlal not money, the Torah defines money as a pruta or more, then ledidi shavali doesn't help. You can't take something that's not money and make it into money. You can't take someone who's not a lulav and say, ledidi, it's a lulav. It's not a lulav. It has to really be money. It's not money. It's pachas mepruta. It's not money. Now, if you look in the words of the Ran is mamish saying what the Stipler said. Ani mistapek, b'mekadish v'dav v'sheni shava pruta, imatz yam ledidi shava, de'efshir. De'kivan de'loi shava midi. What does he mean, loi shava midi? It's worth nothing. It's worth half a pruta. But that's not shavu mina. It's not money. Lav kol community. Law says a love toires kesef. Like the disciple says, you can't make it into kesef. V'achashani kim devadi mamenu ki yavadi di shavu limahani. Chapter lomdis of what he's saying. He's saying is to make it have the right share of money that you can do, but if it's not money, you can't make it into money. Now this is the disciple uses this to explain, it's really around later, why Shema Shava Pruta B'Madai works. If you're Makadosh Isha with something in New York, it's worth less than a Pruta in New York, but in the next town, it's worth more than a Pruta. So it's a good Kedushin. If it's Shava Pruta B'Madai, why is it a good Kedushin? Here it's not worth a Pruta. So Stipler explains, because this person, by taking it, said, L'didi Shavali, to me it's worth it. To me it's worth a Pruta. So what's missing? It doesn't have Toiras Kesef. It's not money. The fact that there's a place where it's worth a pruta gives it a Shem Kesef. You can go there as a Shem Kesef. It's missing in the shear. So in the shear, a person could say, Lady Shavali. Al Kaponim, this is the Ran's Yesod, that Lady Shavali, and he mistapek, that maybe it works. So if you have it, it's not going to happen by a normal wedding, but you'll have some of these tshuva svarim where somebody accepts something little, something small, as a shava fruta. You have to be done with this. If it's a didi shavali, it's a satak haran. If it's a didi shavali, works. I mean, what would be the case? If someone said, I was Mekudeshes, and he gave me a ring, and we couldn't find a ring, he took the ring off the top of the soda bottle, and he gave it to me. Is that only didi shavali? That's Mestam not only didi shavali, that she's willing to get married for nothing. No, didi shavali. But if you would have a case where she asked for something specific, taka worth it to her, so that would be the safik haran. So on daf yud gimel, we're going to come back to the Ran. Take us a few days to get there. But when we get there, to shava puta b'madai, we're going to come back and meet Hashem for this Ran. Let's start the next piece of Gemara. Omer Rabbi Lazis, Kaddish li b'mana v'nasan la dinner, harizem u'kudeshes v'yashlam. A man tells a woman, I want to marry you, I'm going to give you $100. But right now, all I have is a quarter. So, I'll give you one dinner. And what does that mean? He owes her the rest of the money. Harizem u'kudeshes v'yashlam ha'itayma, kivin da'amala mana v'yav la dinner, k'man da'amala amanas dami. So what does that mean? He wants to be married now. He wants to be married now. He doesn't have all the money. So he says, listen, down payment. You need a down payment, but I wanted the chasna to be now. That's the understanding. The yashlam, and he owes the rest of the money. What happens if he doesn't pay the rest of the money? Is he married? If he ends up not paying, what would you think? It's almanas. It's almanas, and since it's almanas, he has to keep the tanai. It's not a tanai kafel. We said you have to have a tanai kafel, no? To be, you have to say, if I pay you, you're married. If I don't pay you, you're not married. He didn't say that. He just said, Kashli b'mana, you make it a kafel. So what you have to know, the Rosh says beferish, if he doesn't pay, she's not married. Which means she'll be an aguna forever, until he either pays or patters her. Because here, he gave her the dinner, he has to pay the rest, she can't marry someone else, because if you marry someone else in between, and then he pays the rest, she'll be married to Mafreya to the first man, the first husband. So she's sort of hanging. She accepted it, and now she's hanging till later. And the Rashba Taki asked the Kasha that it's not a Tanai Kafel. Why should it be that it's Makim in the Kedusha? It's not a Tanai Kafel. Kedusha Rashba asked the Kasha. Lashna Gemara. The Kudesha, she's married. The Yashlim, Gazemi of Vavachi Yashlim, what does it mean? The Taisha Yashlim. Rashi says, what does Rashi say? Vinosal Adinam, Miyad Mukudesha, the Kilo Hashem Kedushin, Va Almanas, she Yashlim Tanoi. That's the thing, he sort of has forever and ever and ever. So why she says both? He says it's almanas, which Gemara says the yashim tenoi. Rashi says he has to be mashlim. It's tenai. It sounds like he has to be mashlim. No. It's tam halva is 30 days, but it's not a klal for all. It's not a klal for everything. Everything's 30 days. If you borrow someone's car, you have someone who borrows car stam. You can't keep it for 30 days, right? You always have to try to. It always depends on the circumstance. Here, I would think it's not forever, but the Rosh says beferish that it's forever. He said the Rabbanim have to do something to force him not to leave her hanging forever. So that's the Shita of the, I'm sorry, not the Rosh, the Karban Asanel. Nice tough says, Kaifin Isa, either Lahashlam, I lift her Isa, Shloyagin Isa. The Avni Meluim in Simin Chav Tes Sifkatan Yadalid, I believe. I'm sorry, Sifkatan Lamidalid. Oh, yeah. If he doesn't pay, which one's the kind? The first husband or the second one?
The husband
when
she was married.
The real one. So she's been married to him. It's what's going to happen. She'll be married to the second husband. And if the first husband, the first one, ever comes,
the
first one is a kayin. The first one's a kayin. So the first one's a kayin. Well, according to the Rosh, she's in limbo. She doesn't know if she's married or not. That's when he comes out. It's to be determined. He said, you're married, but only if I finish paying. She's in limbo. She can't eat truma because she doesn't know what's going to happen. She can't marry someone else for the same reason. Now, if this man will die, then she'll be allowed to marry someone else because then she's off the hook. She knows this night won't happen. So, there's nothing I can do about it. But it depends what will happen. We'll have to see later what will happen. Davni Mluim brings that the Rashba and that the Ramban and the Ran in Mesechtas Gittin argue, and they learn the Gemara no, the Kudesh yes, no matter what, the Yashlam and there's a Chayiv Mamon. Now we're going to learn Davni Mluim tomorrow. I just want to point out to you on Davav Amid Beis Taisus Layach Zira Layotza. Taisus says Amay Layotza Holei Kofli Alei Avitznai Kofel. I spoke out there, you should go back to your notes, a ktsais, and what happens if you're not kaifel at tanai? What does that mean? I think I spoke it out there, I'm not 100% sure. I should have spoken it out there. I spoke out, I think, a ktsais. This avni meluim, you learn it inside, is the ktsais l'shitasai. It's really shtims, it's the same person. Shtims with that ktsais. And Hashem, tomorrow we'll see what the avni meluim says. And I'd like tomorrow also to try to finish the Gemara down to the two das. Now there's one catch. Tomorrow I'm going to Toronto for just for overnight. So I would have to give shir in the beginning of First Seder instead of the end of First Seder tomorrow. So I'd like to, there won't be any Rav Tzadik. Tell the people that come for Rav Tzadik. But so tomorrow morning about 9:30 a.m. We'll unlock the front door and let everyone in. So Mitzvah Hashem from 9:30 to 10:30, I hope to give Shia tomorrow on this Gemara, and you'll make sure it's somehow to make a laning before tomorrow on the Gemara, and I'll give you enough work to do to keep you busy the rest of the day.